Good afternoon. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Martin Cutter. I'm the Acting Chief Executive Officer of the City of Melbourne. It is my great pleasure to join you today as we formally welcome our leadership team and councillors for the new council term. Please stand as we welcome the City of Melbourne's Lord Mayor-elect, Deputy Lord Mayor-elect and councillors-elect. Please stand. Thank you. Please be seated. I would like to declare this meeting open at 5:05 p.m. by officially welcoming Lord Mayor-elect Robert Doyle, Deputy Lord Mayor-elect Aaron Wood, and Councillors-elect Michael Kiafa, Philip Lilou, Rohan Leppert, Kevin Louie, Cathy Oak, Nicholas Rees, Tessa Sullivan, and Jackie Watts. I would also like to welcome Lady Mayoress Emma Page Campbell, Ellen Sandel, MLA, State Member for Melbourne, directors and staff from the City of Melbourne, guests, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get underway, I would like to respectfully acknowledge that we are gathered here on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation and pay my respects to elders past and present. I would also like to acknowledge and welcome Uncle Ron Jones from the Wurundjeri Council to perform the Welcome to Country.
Good evening, everybody. Wurundjeri Kabik. Could I get everyone to say Wurundjeri Kabik? Congratulations. Am I to the new councillors as well? In my Wurrung language, in my ancestors' language, that means welcome to our ancestors' country. My name is Ron Jones. I'm an elder of the Wurundjeri Council. The Wurundjeri people are traditional owners of a very large area. We run from the mouth of the Wurrung River. We go right up into the Great Divide. Then from the Great Divide, we go right into Yarra Ranges. From the Yarra Ranges, we come back around to Mount Baw, and in between them areas, it's a bit of a shared area. So, that's a bit of a shared area with the Burnerong and Bunurong. And I'd like to give a little bit of insight. So a lot of people, especially seen that big building up the top end of Swanson Street there, that tremendous Aboriginal man's face. What a tremendous man he was. His spirit is looking down Swanson Street all over Melbourne, and his spirit is looking over the Victoria Market, because that's where his son David is buried, still in the Victoria Market. So William Barrick is looking, his spirit is looking after all of the men, not just Aboriginal men, but all men that went away to war to fight for this country. So he looks down to the shrine of remembrance, and it's a very great privilege to think that's my great-great-granduncle. So we come from his sister Annie Borat. So to think to belong to that bloodline, it's a fantastic bloodline, because what William Barrett did for his people and what he did, he was referred to as the King of Melbourne and the King of the Yarra Yarra tribe. So as I was brought up, and most of us within the Wurundjeri, we were always brought up that we are Yarra Yarra people, the people of Melbourne, the King and the tribe of Melbourne, the Port Phillip Aboriginals. So that's a part of our history. And when my mother was born, she was born up at Corranderk Aboriginal Mission Station. So as that Yarra flows up around into Hearsville, and my mum thought that was such a beautiful place, Corranderk. And when I think of Corranderk and what my mum and them suffered up there, because the discrimination was something terrible. She weren't allowed to sit with the non-Indigenous. She weren't allowed to sit in the same school. So she suffered all that pain, but they didn't know what it was, because that was their way of life. So they didn't understand what discrimination is today, the way we know it today. And when she got married here in West Melbourne in 1936, she made headlines around the whole of Australia, and she married my dad, William Oliver Jones, which was a non-Aboriginal person. And for that man to put his hand up back in them days to marry my mum, to marry a beautiful Aboriginal woman, I think, what a fantastic man to be a non-Indigenous man to marry Aboriginal women back in them days. Of course, a lot of non-Indigenous men didn't. So all them Indigenous men that married the non-Indigenous men that married our women, the Aboriginal women, they hold a very, very special place in my heart. And only for him, I wouldn't be here today. And William Barrick too, only for William Barrick fighting against that the act they wanted to bring in to segregate our people. I wouldn't be here standing up to say that I'm an Aboriginal person today, because one of my jobs within the Wurundjeri Council, I'm a site worker, so I'm out working on a lot of sites. And 2 years ago exactly, out in the Maranong River, it was in summertime, I was working on this site out on a pipeline they were putting down from North Sunshine that was running down into the Maranong River. And a young chap come up to me and he said, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm the Aboriginal monitor out here." So he took his sunglasses off and he looked at me again. He said, "An Aboriginal monitor?" And I said, "Yeah, you know." And I said, "What's wrong with that?" He said, "But you don't look Aboriginal." I said, "I don't, do I?" And he said, "No." And I said, "You know the reason why?" He said, "Why?" I said, "Because I was born in the daytime, Norby Cousins born in the nighttime." Right? So it just shows you, you know, today, it still goes on. A lot of people don't realise. You know, I'm like that cup of coffee when you pour out a cup of tea in the morning. It's brown or it's black. And as you keep adding more milk into it, more water it gets. But still one thing, I remain a very proud Aboriginal Yarra Yarra Wurundjeri person. So congratulations to the new councillors, and hope we have a great relationship. And we all join the journey, because Aboriginal history is all our journey, not just part of me. So we're all traditional owners of our own country, and we're all Indigenous people to the people that are born here. So have a great night. I'd love to keep talking, especially with Robert. I smoked him out once, and he had the best perfume I think he ever wore that day. It was eucalyptus perfume, we called it, because we were the first ones to invent that. Another thing before I go, we had the gold chain, but we didn't actually want to wear it because we didn't believe in gold in them, so we wore the possum skin. So the gold chain has only been about 300 years, so I think we should go back to wearing the possum skin again and then have a bit of culture in council. So, Woman Geographic, again, enjoy the next 4 years you've got as councillors, and thanks for having me here to do this for my country. Thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you, Uncle Ron. I would now like to acknowledge and welcome Geryn Steele from the Boonwurrung Foundation to perform the Welcome to Country.
Thank you, and thank you, Uncle Ron. Wurundjeri, Murrumbikbik, Boonwurrung Namda, Burupton, Adawun. As a descendant of Melbourne's first people, the Kulin people, I, as a Boonwurrung person, am pleased to welcome you here this evening on behalf of my mother, Carolyn Briggs, who could not be here today, my ancestors and all members of the Kulin Nation. I'm pleased to acknowledge the commitment of Melbourne City, City of Melbourne, in paying respects to the spirit of this land and its first people. Through this, you've shown the willingness to honour sacred ground. As a descendant of the first people, I believe that it is important for all Australians to understand and appreciate the history and culture of Indigenous people of Melbourne, the Kulin people, who, although played a significant role in the development of Melbourne, have been the silent partners, people like William Barak Derrimut. If we take time to reflect back, it's only been a few hundred years since Europeans first entered our country, which is only a footnote on the history of this land. Before this, our sacred river, which runs past where we are today, was called Barirung. And the bay that it feeds into, we now call Port Phillip, was called Nurrum. Years have passed, and although some things have changed, it is important that we have learnt from our ancestors' knowledge still stays strong with us today. And this includes the four core values of learning, of showing respect, celebrating life, and honouring sacred ground. The importance of learning, we've always valued the commitment of learning and has been a part of every generation since to learn from the last. And this is one of the reasons the Victorian Aboriginal community remains strong. Showing respect, we respect our traditional laws and customs and languages, but also accept the different ways of other communities that share the country with us. We all share respect for each other's culture and history while not forgetting our own. The celebration. We must all remember the celebration of life, of the arrival of new children, of the coming of the seasons, the visiting of new clans. These are all important part of our traditional life. Today we support the celebration of modern Indigenous and Australian art and culture, as well as international cultures, celebrations and festivals. This is what brings us together, reinforces old bonds and forges new ones. Respecting sacred ground. We should all acknowledge the sacred ground on which we stand and the stories that have come to pass here. Today we host many people from many different nations and countries, and we call upon them all to continue to respect sacred ground as you've done today. Today is my hope that we can all take pride in our shared history and our legacy and celebrate our strength, and that some of these four core values can shape the way that you run council for the next 4 years. As it is custom in our welcomes, I would like to leave you with this. According to our tradition, our land has always been protected by our creator Bunjil, who travels as the eagle, and Wa, who protects the waterways and travels as a crow. Bunjil always taught the Boonerong to always welcome guests, but he always required the Boonerong to ask all visitors to make two promises, and I'll ask these of you today. To obey the laws of Bunjil and not to harm the children or the land of Bunjil. This commitment was made through an exchange of a small bow dipped in water and the following phrase, Womanjeka Merambikbik, Boonerong Nam Derp Brabton Atawillam. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Kieran. Today we gather for an important milestone as the Lord Mayor-elect, Deputy Lord Mayor-elect and Councillors-elect make and sign an oath or affirmation of office and make a declaration in relation to the Councillor Code of Conduct, which will enable them to fulfil their community responsibilities to the City of Melbourne. They have been elected by the voters of Melbourne, with the poll being declared formally by the Victorian Electoral Commission's returning officer, Bill Lang. On behalf of the administration of the City of Melbourne and all those here today, we warmly congratulate you and wish you a rewarding and successful term in office. To get proceedings underway, I would now like to call on and invite the Lord Mayor-elect Robert Doyle to step forward and take his oath of office and sign the Councillor Code of Conduct.
I, Robert Doyle, swear by Almighty God that I will undertake the duties of the office of Councillor in the best interest of the people in the Municipal District of Melbourne and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
I'd now like to call on the Right Honourable Lord Mayor, Robert Doyle, to be presented with his mayoral robe and chains. I would like to invite the Lord Mayor to take his place now in the Council Chamber. I now call upon the Deputy Lord Mayor-elect Aaron Wood to step forward and make his affirmation of office and sign the Councillor Code of Conduct.
I, Aaron Wood, solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that I'll undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interest of the people in the Municipal District of Melbourne and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
Thank you. now call upon Councillor-elect Michael Caiafa to step forward and take his oath of office and sign the Councillor Code of Conduct.
I, Michael Caiafa, swear by Almighty God I will undertake the duties of the office as of Councillor in the best interests of the people in the Municipal District of Melbourne and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretion vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
Now call upon Councillor-elect Philip Lelou to step forward and make his affirmation of office and sign the Councillor Code of Conduct.
I, Philip Lelou, solemnly and solemnly declare that and affirm that I will undertake the duties of the office of Councillor in the best interests of the people in the Municipal District of Melbourne and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authority and discretions invested in me under Local Government Act 1989, any other act to the best of my skill and knowledge.
Call upon Councillor-elect Rohan Leppert to step forward and make his affirmation of office and sign the Councillor Code of Conduct.
I, Rohan Leppert, solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that I will undertake the duties of the office of Councillor in the best interests of the people in the Municipal District of Melbourne and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
Call upon Councillor-elect Kevin Louis to step forward and make his affirmation of office and sign the Councillor Code of Conduct.
I, Kevin Louis, solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that I will undertake the duties of the office of Councillor in the best interests of the people in the Municipal District of Melbourne and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
I now call upon Councillor Cathy Oak to step forward and make her affirmation of office and sign the Councillor Code of Conduct.
I, Cathy Oak, solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor to the best interests of the people in the Municipal District of Melbourne and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
I now call upon Councillor Nicholas Rees to step forward and make his affirmation of office and sign the Councillor Code of Conduct.
I, Nicholas Rees, solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interest of the people in the Municipal District of Melbourne and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
I now call upon Councillor Tessa Sullivan to step forward and make her affirmation of office and sign the Councillor Code of Conduct.
I, Tessa Sullivan, solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people in the Municipal District of Melbourne and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
I call upon Councillor Jackie Watts to step forward and make her affirmation of office and sign the Councillor Code of Conduct.
I, Jackie Watts, solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people in the Municipal District of Melbourne and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
Congratulations. It is now my great pleasure to introduce the Lord Mayor Robert Doyle to say a few words on behalf of the Council.
Could I acknowledge the Deputy Lord Mayor and all new councillors, the Lady Mayoress Emma Page Campbell, Martin Cutter, our acting CEO, Kieran Steele from the Boomerang Foundation, Uncle Ron from the Wurundjeri Council, and I well remember Ron smoking me out in that ceremony, and Ellen Sandell, MLA, State Member for Melbourne. Could I also acknowledge the traditional owners of the land upon which we gather today, members of the Great Kulin Nation, and pay my deep personal respects to their elders past and present, and thank their elders, such as Uncle Ron, for the work that they do throughout our community as we meet here today. As Uncle Ron and Gieran reminded us, we're a very young city, founded only in 1835, only 181 years ago. But we are proud that our First Peoples are the oldest continuing culture in the world, and we like to pay due respect to that at the City of Melbourne. Congratulations to all elected and now sworn councillors. I think it's a very humbling honour and a great privilege to serve on the Melbourne City Council. I acknowledge your commitment. It's no small thing to put yourself forward for election for public office. Could I also acknowledge your families, your loved ones, your friends, those who have supported you all during this recent election period? Could I also acknowledge those who stood for office but were unsuccessful? I have tasted that experience, and it is bitter, and I wish them well. It's my intention as your Lord Mayor to continue to employ a consensus leadership model, and I look forward to working with you in the coming months on the Council plan, which will be our guiding document for the next 4 years. Everyone comes to Council with their own policy ideals and goals, and it's my hope that we will reach consensus and negotiate outcomes with each other constructively. No one will get 100% of what they want, but I pledge that I will do all that I can to help you all achieve personal and policy priorities. To both returning councillors and to new councillors, can I tell you, among the Melbourne City Council staff, you'll find a deeply committed and very, very able group of professionals. I think you'll find they offer very good advice. I don't always take it, but at least I know it's always very well founded. Could I say to you, finally, regardless of what has brought us here individually and the disparate elements and tickets that have brought us together as the newest elected council, it's now our job and, in fact, our responsibility to work together with respect and focus for the betterment of the City of Melbourne and the people we serve. This brings the ceremonial meeting to a close at 5:33 p.m. Thank you all for being here.
That does wrap up the formal proceedings for today's ceremony, but I'd like to invite the guests, the Lord Mayor, Deputy Lord Mayor and councillors to join the directors and myself for refreshments in the Yarra Room on this floor, and thank you all for joining us today. Thank you.